You're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Allie Ostrander grew up in Alaska. In grade school, she took up long distance running. By high school, she was a standout in cross country and distance. She came to Boise State, and she's been burning up the tracks and the trails ever since. Earlier this month, she won the 3,000-meter steeplechase at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Austin. It was her third national championship in the event, and we are absolutely thrilled that Allie Ostrander can join us in studio. Hello.
Hello.
My goodness, you're an amazing athlete to watch. So it is a pleasure to watch you run. This month in particular at the steeplechase, there was no question. No one was even close.
Well, it didn't feel that way. I was pretty scared someone would come up on me until I crossed that finish line. It's always a relief.
Wonderful. Okay, so take me back. You grew up in Alaska in what town or what city?
So I grew up in Kenai, Alaska. It's south central, and it's close to a lot of other towns, but Kenai and Kenai High School is where I kind of identify with.
And why running?
You know, I did a lot of sports when I was younger. I did cross-country skiing, soccer, basketball. But I just really enjoyed the challenge of running. And also, I appreciated that it had both individual and team aspects. So your individual performance could make, like, a big impact for the team. And just I like that the hard work that you put in is something that you can directly see the result of. You can track times, places, that sort of thing. That appealed to me.
And how did Boise State come onto your radar?
So Coach Immels contacted me before my senior year of high school during the summer. And once I talked to him on the phone, I got off the phone with my mom, and I mean with him, and I told my mom, "Yeah, I think I want to go to Boise State." And of course, at the time, she's like, "Allie, no, like, you can't decide that after one phone call. You don't know yet."
You were pretty sure.
But I just got a really good feeling about it. And I did end up visiting other schools and talking to other coaches. But in the end, I did end up going to Boise State.
Can you speak to the benefits? I'm guessing there must be some benefits to this climate and this terrain for training.
Yeah, well, I think Boise is a great place for training. You know, the summers can get hot, but it's always cooler in the morning, and the winters are pretty moderate. And obviously here we have an incredible trail system and nice weather. I mean, mostly sunny, so it's great to be outside. I enjoy training here.
I think a lot of folks look at running as a singular sport, but you are quick to remind us that indeed this is a team effort, and you talk about your team often.
Yeah, and I think most people can attest that running is hard. And so when you're in such a difficult sport, it really helps to have people around you that are also working toward the team goals with you and supporting each other and really creating more of a fun atmosphere.
Tell me where you are with your studies. You're a redshirt, yes?
Yes. So I have a fifth year of eligibility, but I actually just graduated in May.
Mm-hmm. And with a degree in?
Kinesiology with an emphasis in exercise science.
Excellent. We're talking with Boise State track star Allie Ostrander, and we'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters. Speaking of social media, I would like to talk a little bit about an Instagram post that you put out a couple of weeks ago. In the wake of your championship, your most recent championship at the NCAAs, it was in regards to some comments, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that were made from the announcer in the stadium and also some comments that have been made from an ESPN announcer, I think, a year ago, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, ESPN Dwight Stones said she looks like she was just playing with her Barbies, and you took him to task, yes?
Yeah, some of the comments that had been made bothered me, just the focus that they brought toward appearance and away from ability, rubbed me the wrong way. When I'm competing, I don't step to the line wondering, oh, I wonder how old I look today, or what people will think of how I look in my uniform. I'm thinking, what can I do on the track? What can I do to be the fastest I can be? And that's the focus of training every day. And I think that that should also be the focus of the commentary.
Excellent. Can you map us out for the next, I don't know, several months or so? What's on your schedule?
So this coming Sunday, I'm going to be running the steeplechase at Prefontaine Classic Stanford.
In Stanford, okay.
Yeah. And then at the end of July, I think it's July 26th, I'm going to be running in the USA Championships, probably in the steeplechase as well. And then August 5th through 12th, I'll be traveling to Peru for the Pan American Games.
Wow, the Pan Ams. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask a little bit about 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, next year is an Olympic year. Lots of people are already asking me about it. And I was like, wow, these people are thinking more about it than I am yet. But
you have to think about it.
I mean, right now I'm kind of focused on the current season, but obviously making the Olympics is a huge goal for a lot of athletes.
When are the trials?
So the trials are next June, I believe.
Oh, my gosh, that's a year from now.
Yeah, so a year, which is crazy to think. It seems like the 2016 trials were last year, but time passes quickly.
You wouldn't turn down an opportunity to compete at the Olympics, I'm guessing.
Well, no, I would not. You're correct. But
first things first, I think, is what you're trying to tell.
Yeah, the trials are the first step towards the Olympics, and the first step towards the trials is getting the Olympic A standard. So,
do you take a day off?
Yeah, usually Sundays.
So Sundays. What do you do on your days off? I mean, is it just going to the movies or doing nothing? Or
I don't usually go to the movies.
Oh, okay. What do you do?
I don't know. I like
not running.
Yeah. A lot of the time I'll get athletic massage, which is really nice. And then I just like doing stuff outside, or especially my sister lives in town. I like to hang out with her. Cool. Like this last Sunday, I went kayaking, stuff like that.
I'm going to assume that young men and young women meet you and ask for your autograph now, but also may ask, hey, you know, what do I have to do to be you someday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I guess it, less than meeting people in person, I get a lot of direct messages on social media and people asking questions about what they need to do to be successful. And
what's the secret?
That's the thing, is that there is no secret. It's just consistent hard work, and not even just working hard, but working smart and doing the right things at the right time with the right intensity, and just trusting in your training and your coaches and getting to the line and being willing to be tough for the whole race.
So you're running 6 days a week then? You're training 6 days a week. This time of year, what does that training look like? Is it on trails or on track?
It depends. So usually 3 days a week I'll run on trails, just easy runs, and then two workouts a week, probably one on the track and one on the green belt, and then one easy run just on flat.
What's an easy run? What's the length of an easy run?
Usually about 10 miles.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wow. And I'm guessing you have a very specific regimen as far as sleep and diet, yes? All of that is part of the process.
Yeah, definitely. Nutrition plays a role and sleep plays a role. I am a self-proclaimed sleep fiend, so I have an incredible capacity for sleeping.
What does that mean? Can you sleep?
Well, I usually sleep 10 hours a night, but when that's like waking up
easily
to an alarm. Usually I fall asleep easily. But
can you sleep on a plane?
Yes, I can sleep anywhere. Yeah.
Wow. 10 hours then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's part of your success?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's part of like the hard training makes me tired.
Wow.
But yeah.
And a very specific diet, yes?
I would say not super specific, but I do try to focus on eating healthy And another part of it is like timing your eating as well and making sure that you're refueling and fueling for sessions.
At what point in your career do you talk to people about endorsements or sponsorships?
So just when you're done with college running, the next step would be to talk to an agent and then try to get some sort of a professional deal to continue your running post-collegiately.
So that would be a year from now at the earliest?
So right now I've applied to grad school and I have a fifth year at Boise State. So I have that eligibility, but I'm also looking into professional options just to make sure that I know all that's out there for me right now.
It is a pleasure to watch you run because as hard as it is, and I have no doubt that it's extremely hard, it also looks like you are just born to run. And it is, it's a pleasure and an honor that you're doing it for Idaho and Boise State in particular. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
She is Allie Ostrander. Oh, my goodness, what a star. And you're listening to Idaho Matters. This is Boise State Public Radio News.